This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't worry, we will keep you up to date on today's action at the British Open. There was some consideration of postponing the show, but we've got some guests lined up. We didn't want to waste their time, and we want to talk a little bit of sports with you as well. A lot of baseball going on, from the Little Leaguers to the American Legion games to the state tournaments to what's going on with the Royals as they win again yesterday. And now, who would have thought that 3 years ago, 5 years ago, pick the time you want, the Royals will host the Pittsburgh Pirates at Kauffman Stadium the next three nights. And these are prime time, big time games. You want to say it? Possible World Series preview? That would knock the networks on their nose, with Pittsburgh and Kansas City being small markets. They don't like that. They want big markets. They want Cardinals. But what a series that should be. Each game on the breeze, as every Royals game is, 7:10 each night, 94.5. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. We are going to continue our Big Ten football preview with Maryland, one of the two new teams in the conference and actually held their own a little bit last year. Roman Stubbs of the Washington Post, their Terrapins insider, will join us. We'll also talk with Pierce girls basketball coach Darren Sindelar. The coaches' clinic is going on. That means the Coaches Association All-Star Games will be going on as well. Basketball tonight, and of course Pierce has won the title three straight times. They were a little surprised the first year. Everybody thought it was their turn to end this last year. In the middle, they were kind of the Cinderella, knocking off Minden in a great basketball game. But they have found a way, and he will be one of the coaches of tonight's All-Star basketball games. Girls at 6, boys at 8 at Lincoln North Star, the volleyball tomorrow, the softball on Wednesday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. And Jimmy, this is an intriguing British Open. Yes. What a riveting tournament.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, during the show, I'll be watching, and hopefully I won't say anything that I'm incorrect.
Jimmy is rooting for Zach Johnson. And I think there's a lot of people. In fact, I was joking. I'm listening. I watch Leishman get the lead on his own. And I was going to say, if he wins, I will be very disappointed. And then right before we come on the air, our ESPN crew talks about how sick his wife had been and how very, very sick. And what a story it would be if he won this just a couple of months after having some very tough personal time. And there you go. So there's always a story out there, and that's when you got to rein it back. When you're watching sports, it doesn't matter if you're a professional or you're watching your 6th grade, 7th grade, 6-year-old, 7-year-old. And I'm kind of rooting for Adam Scott to do some things and Sergio Garcia, and now they both miss like 2-foot putts. So that would go to show you.
Yeah, Adam Scott missed about a 4-inch putt there.
Yeah, he just went bogey, bogey.
I never miss those. Done. You know why, don't you?
We just picked those.
Yeah. Well, I don't even get out of the golf cart. So we'd throw that over here.
614-yard par 5. They say there's only been 5 birdies on it all
day.
614. Gibbons got a 414-yard par 5. Of course, it's got a fence about 1 inch behind in the corners. Have you seen that one?
And the green's a little smaller than what they got at St.
Andrews. Just a little bit, yeah. It's uphill. It's uphill.
Well, folks, if you'd like to join us on the show, comment about anything over the weekend, have a question, have a comment, love to hear from you. As always, you can Facebook us. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Twitter address at ESPN1460-1550. And you can give us a buzz on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. As it stands at the Open Championship, Mark Leishman 16 under through 13. Zach Johnson 15 under through 15. Adam Scott just dropped another one. He's 14 under through 14 as Jason Day. Jordan Spieth, it looked like a disastrous double bogey, and he's got a chance with rallying like he's done all weekend. Let's face it, can root for you want, and you may have an investment in this, but if all things are equal, like I said Thursday, I'm rooting for Jordan Spieth. This is an incredible story, an incredible young man, and what a story it would be if he wins three in a row in the next three, 4 weeks before the PGA Championship would be something else. There wasn't a whole lot to talk about over the weekend, but I do want to start with a couple of baseball notes here because we'll try and get everything covered as quickly as we can. For the first time in a while, the Kearney Little Leaguers will not be going to Indianapolis, so the trail will not be blazed eastward. And in one way, I felt bad because Kearney and Hastings both had done okay, and you always want to root for the local teams. But in another facet, Jimmy, you can't just have the same team, whether it's Kearney, Omaha, Grand Island, North Platte. That gets old, and there was a lot of talk about, well, nobody plays Little League. Little League's not tough in Nebraska. That's why Kearney keeps going. Maybe this is a sign that there are a few more Little League teams taking this seriously.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm not for sure what happened here, but I know that was it Rapid City, South Dakota, and it seemed like Kearney, Nebraska were always going there. And I think it's Rapid City. Was that yeah? And those two were doing something, but they were doing it correct. And somebody from Kearney figured out, hey, this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to do it this way. This follows the rules. This will give our kids an advantage. And because of that, and plus I think we had some good players at that time, you know, that were playing baseball. So, yeah.
And Grand Island Home Federal and Kearney Runza have both qualified for the state tournament, of course, with 16 teams that qualify now, and Hastings hosting. So all the Tri-Cities teams will be in the Class A senior state tournament. Now it's just about finding out where Grand Island and Kearney will go. Those tournaments aren't over. We'll start with the state tournaments. Class B, Holdridge went 0-2. They probably had the toughest first round game, but Wayne beat Crete 6-5. They lost to Holdridge, lost to Roncalli 9-2, and then Crete beat them yesterday 14-9, and Wayne went on and beat Roncalli 5-4. So a solid bracket there. In Class C, it was Palmer Wallback Greeley beating Stroudsburg Osceola Shelby in 9 innings in an elimination game. Those teams have played so many winners bracket games at state, 6-5, and then Alma scored a touchdown there in the 6th inning and kicked the extra point to beat the host Dodge 17-10. So now Alma will play Wymore at 2:30 this afternoon. Palmer Wallback Greeley will play Creighton at 5 in elimination games. West Point and Arlington still alive there. The A6 seniors at Ryder Park in Grand Island, Columbus Gretna an elimination game at 5, Home Federal and Norfolk at 8 o'clock. Norfolk has to win to stay in. No matter what happens to Home Federal tonight, they'll play in the championship tomorrow. Just depends then whether we have one or two championship games tomorrow. For Kearney, they beat North Platte 12-5 yesterday after just edging Hastings 2-1 in that first game. Kearney Hastings are having even better battles this year, juniors and seniors, Jimmy, and you obviously got to see the game.
Yes, I did. Kearney has beaten Hastings this year 4-2. 7-1 and 2-1. So, you know, they've really played pretty good defense and have pitched very well in those games.
And Kearney beat North Platte yesterday 12-5, so they're in the winner's bracket tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They would have to get beat twice, and they'd still be going to state. For tonight, Hastings, after beating Scottsbluff yesterday, will play North Platte for the first time in the tournament, and they won 16-5. 6 o'clock tonight, Memorial Field, Mike Will with the call on 12:30 KHAS. And finally, the juniors, the A6 going on at Columbus, Grand Island 5 points. Boy,
They got a 10-0, a 14-1, and an 18-8 win. They are 3-0 with those scores.
They were, that game was tied 8-8 in the sixth, and they scored 10 runs in the sixth to 10-run them.
Beat Gretna.
Yeah, we've scored all, we've got an 8-8 tie and then scored all 10 runs in that bottom of the sixth.
So 5 points again. They'll be in the finals, but with four teams left, they'll play Columbus tonight in Columbus at 8 o'clock. Fremont knocked out Grand Island Dinsdale yesterday, 8-7. And out in Scottsbluff, it rained Saturday, so they played a lot of baseball yesterday. Hastings beat Kearney on Friday, so Kearney's had to work their way all the way back through the loser's bracket. They'll have to win five games. And they beat Lexington 10-0. They beat Scottsbluff yesterday, 7-3. They'll play North Platte tonight at 6. If they win that, they'll have to play Hastings tomorrow and beat them twice. Hastings is 2-0 in the tournament, and they beat North Platte 9-6, so they are in the finals. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will talk about the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Basketball Games. We'll give you the latest from the British Open, and our Big Ten preview today is on Maryland with Roman Stubbs of the Washington Post. Might even ask him a wet Redskin question. See if they'll be bad again this year. All that coming up after this.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine across the area as we head through the day today with a high near 88. Winds out the northwest will stay from 5 to 15. Then with a clear sky tonight, we'll head down to 62 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 82.
Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost.
Duck and Daddy's show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Hope everyone had a great cruise night weekend. It was outstanding. From the show and shine to all the fun on Saturday and the drags yesterday. And now, Midway hopes you'll come in and see them for your new or pre-owned vehicle. How about a Jeep? Let's take a look at what they've got going on at the Midway Jeep store. Summer's about getting outdoors and enjoying time with family and friends, so what better way to make that happen than at Midway with a new Jeep and no payments for 90 days for qualified buyers. It runs now through August 3rd, so visit your Midway Jeep dealer and choose the Jeep you've always wanted and enjoy your summer. The Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and online at thinkmidway.com. maybe a disaster for Zach Johnson playing the 17th at the British Open, the toughest hole on the course. He's trying to hit fairway wood to get there, 501 into the wind. He has 250-ish. He slips. The ball is in the fairway, but he's way short. He's going to have to be as good as he is as a pro to get up and down to stay one back. Mark Leishman still with the lead at 16 under. Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, Louis Oosthuizen at 14 under. We will bring you the final holes right after the Doug and Daddy Show. But right now, let's go to Lincoln, a place that Coach Darren Sittelaar is very familiar with the Pierce Lady Blue Jays, as they have made new trophy cabinets to hold them all in. And he gets to coach one of the girls' teams in tonight's All-Star game. And he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Jim Langan. And Coach, great to talk with you again, and congratulations on the honor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, and we could talk to you last week, but we always want you to get a chance to see the girls, go through your walkthroughs, your practices, and get a little vibe on it. How have things went through your practices leading up to tonight?
Yeah, we've had three really good practices. The 12 kids that we have on our team are exceptional kids, and it's really been fun to bring them together and see all the different styles of basketball and what's out there in the state of Nebraska. And I'm really excited for the game tonight.
Darren, the format the last couple of years has changed a little bit. We used to know who was going to be on what team almost after the basketball season, when the selections were made. That's not the case anymore. Can you explain to the fans who will be at the game or watching tonight how you guys divided it?
Yeah, what we did is actually the Sunday after the state tournament, the coaches and the selection committee got together, and we looked at and tried to find the 24 best basketball players in the state of Nebraska. And then what they did with that is, once we kind of got them picked through the different classes and that way, they sent out invites. So they made sure that the kids could go ahead and play. And then it was probably early June, the coaches kind of got together, kind of a conference call thing, and we drafted our teams. And since Aaron is from Crofton on the red team, and he has two girls from Crofton on the All-Star team, he got those two. And I started out with Rochelle on my team, and then we just went back and forth and kind of drafted throughout and tried to get the team set that way. And that's kind of how we figured out of trying to get a good game and some pretty even teams.
Yeah, Coach, that format's changed. It used to be pretty much directed that the very first meeting when they selected that team, this team was the North, this team was the South. They've changed that. I think that's a little bit better that way, in case one side is dominantly, maybe a little bit better than another side. And then also they used to change the format, too, where you could only have one player from one school, and now they've allowed to have more. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I really like picking the 24 best players, because sometimes you know one area of the state may have a few more basketball players than another area, or you have better juniors in one area than seniors or different things that way. So it's really good, I think, this way is you are getting your cream of the crop players, and I think you're going to get better games that way. And obviously you've got some different things that we look at throughout, and we still want to spread it around the state. You still want to, try to get all your classes covered and that type of thing. But, we're looking for the best players in the state. If you're fortunate enough to have two, three players, that are exceptional players, and you want to showcase their talent. So, there is definitely no problem with being able to have, two or three players or two, because I know we have this year, we've got a couple different schools that have two players on it. So, if you got them, by all means, get them there to the All-Star game.
Darren Sittelaar, head coach at Pierce with the Lady Jays, is coaching along with Aaron Losing of Crofton. Let's face it, when you saw that you were going to be coaching against him, didn't you kind of go, my goodness, I see him enough during the regular season? Couldn't they stagger us a little bit? But what about the relationship there and getting ready with him?
Yeah, I kind of joked with him at the selection committee. I said, man, okay, well, we only have 3 days for practice, so hopefully you can't get in your press in 3 days. So, and he kind of laughed that way. But, I know what Aaron does. Aaron knows what I do. It's a good relationship. And that's the good part about the coaches in the state of Nebraska. They want to compete. You want to have the best team and you want to compete, but you're still friends on and off the court. You still have that camaraderie. And, that I think really it just shows you with, our conference, the Mid-State Conference, Northeast Nebraska, you know, that having two all-star coaches there, that the basketball in our area is pretty solid. And you know, I'm excited to be able to share this honor with somebody from our conference.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And let's talk a little bit. We'll change the subject just for a second. We'll get right back to it. But you were talking about C1 basketball in your area being pretty good. We've got some pretty good teams in this area, with, you know, with Minden and Kearney Catholic. You know, that just in our central Nebraska, I think we're really good here, and I think they're really good in the Northeast. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, and, you know, and that was one of the things when, you know, a few years back where we've had Kearney Catholic on our schedule, and we got them on. You know, I wanted to, for our program, it was important for us to find those teams that have been down to the state tournament, because if, you know, if we can compete with those teams and are fortunate enough to beat those teams, then we know that we should be good enough to be able to, that if we can get down to Lincoln, you know, be able to do some different things. So yeah, there's definitely different parts of the states that have, you know, the teams and our conference, you know, we've got the teams in there. You know, now Crofton is joining us. They've joined us the last, I think, 3 or 4 years. They've been in our conference now, the Norfolk Catholics, the Guardian Angels. You know, those are perennial powerhouses over the years, you know, and you get to play them day in and day, you know, day out, and that just makes you better. And then being able to play the teams like a Minden and a Kearney Catholic, and obviously, you know, in the past 3 years, you know, we've played Minden 3 times, we played Kearney Catholic 3 times. You know, it's fun to go against those teams and to be able to, you know, for me as a coach and with our program, it's fun to be able to put us, you know, at that level of what we have seen over the years.
And, of course, Darren's just talking state tournament. It's really weird. They've played 9 games at the state tournament the last 3 years. They've played 4 teams. They've played Minden, yeah. Chadron, Kearney Catholic, and then Lincoln Christian got in there with a great game that they got this year. Before we get back to that All-Star, we'll just follow that up, because obviously a lot of those Kearney Catholic and Minden people, I hope they haven't sent you letters except to congratulate you. But did it make it easier over the 3 years, even though they're very fine teams, that you were so familiar with those two squads after the first year?
Yeah, it does. It, you know, for the schedule or for the scouting and that, yeah, because you know the players. You know if somebody's a junior or senior coming back, you know what they can do. And I think with our players, they're familiar too, and they know how to play them a little bit. So, yeah, I think it is. Was better for us to when we saw Chadron 2 times, especially that second year, knowing what they were going to do. You know, Minden knowing what they're going to do. And obviously your players changed a little bit, but as long as your coaches stay the same, you know, you got an idea of what they're going to do. And all of a sudden it's not going to be a 360-degree turn, and they're going to come out with something totally different. You know, Kearney Catholic's got a program that, you know, Rick's been there for years, you know, and he's been successful with it, and you're not going to reinvent the wheel. You know, and that's the same thing with Rick and Minden. You know, they're not going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to do what they do well. So it does help. But, you know, and sometimes it is kind of nice to play somebody else every once in a while, too. But, you know, those are going to be competitive games.
Just another minute left here with the head coach of the Blue team tonight, Darren Sindelar of Pierce. You mentioned the All-Stater Rochelle Tucker. You've got maybe the best. They're all so good, but Maddie Simon was named the Player of the Year by both the major state publications. Compare and contrast just a little bit about what you see in practice from those two, even if you might have them play in different positions.
Yeah, Maddie's one of those players that, you know, she can play every position. I can see why she's going to the University of Nebraska, because she can take over a game. She can play a guard. She can play a point. She can play a post for you. She is just an all-around great player overall and a good kid. You know, she's one of those. She's very respectful. She listens. She does what you want her to do. You know, it's that perfect player. And Rochelle's a little bit different player in a sense. She's that post player. You know, she's the inside scorer. You know, she's tough on the boards. And but it's just fun as a coach for me. I told the kids today after our last practice, I said, man, I'd like to take U12, and I would just like to play a season with you guys. One season, see what would happen, because I think it would just be fun. I wouldn't have to coach much. I think it'd make me look really good. So, yeah, it's been a fun time. I've really enjoyed it.
Is there anybody with a more bubbly personality on your team than Gina Piper?
Oh, no, really. She is, and that's a big part of it too. You know, is seeing these kids, because, and that's one of the things I told her. I said, man, it's kind of nice now being able to coach you instead of playing against you all the time. And, yeah, she works hard. She's a great kid to have around. Just one of those kids that, you know, you want to have on your team. And I was very excited to be able to have her a part of our group.
And, Darren, we have specifically three girls on your team that are right from our area in Kelsey Stidham of Kearney, Jenna Gillespie Holdridge, and then the smallest school player on your squad, but an outstanding all-stater, Mackenzie Willicott from Blue Hill. Quick comment on those three?
Yeah, one of the things, Mackenzie's one of those girls that has really surprised me. You know, I didn't know much about her going into this, and you know, these last 3 days in practice, every day she has improved, and she's been, I guess, kind of from with Coach Kern and I talking, she's been kind of the surprise of everybody, and I think she's going to turn some heads tonight a little bit as we play, and then we have Kelsey. You know, Kelsey has a great personality, hard worker, understands the game. You know, you can tell that she has a great knowledge of what she does, and just a great all-around shooter and athlete. And then the third place, or the person, that Jenna Gillespie, she's the one. That's the one you said, right, Jenna Gillespie?
Yeah, Jenna from Holdridge, you bet.
Yeah, she's just, I tell you what, probably one of the best defenders, you know, hard-nosed kids that I've seen. Man, she wants to compete, and she wants to get after it. So, yeah, those are three kids that I'm really happy that we have on our team and are going to be a big part of it tonight.
And finally, Darren, you mentioned your assistant coach, Matthew Kern from York, who I've known since his junior high days. Could you teach him something? Because there's a lot of space in there for that.
Yeah, it's been fun. I actually knew Matt Kern. I coached for a few years a semi-pro football team in Norfolk, the Norfolk Thunderbirds, and he tried out 1 year kind of for it and then was thinking about playing. So I got to know Matt way back when, and so, you know, he's a good guy. He's a fun guy to be around. His personality is real good, and he really, you know, gets along with the kids real well. So it's been a good mix with him and I, and, you know, I think we've worked well together, and you know, it's going to be a fun experience.
Well, Darren, congratulations on what you've been doing in Pierce. Have fun tonight, and we appreciate you chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You too.
Take care, Darren. Sindelar Pierce joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Walk to End Alzheimer's isn't until next month, but we want you to get signed up and maybe be part of the walk, be part of the team, or maybe you would just like to make a donation to help cure Alzheimer's. All you have to do is go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can donate. You can join our team. You can pick a different team. You can form your own if that's what you want to do. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the Alzheimer's banner on our front page there, and click on Kearney Walk, and it'll tell you all you need to do. If you simply want to donate to the Doug and Daddy Show or Doug and Daddy team, you have to just type in my name, Doug Duda, D-U-D-A. Any size pledge will help to end Alzheimer's. We'll give you an update from the British Open. Zach Johnson couldn't finish it on 17. He's playing 18. This is the stretch where they come back instead of forward. Jordan Spieth has got himself back in contention. There have been some short missed putts. We'll see how it goes, and we'll be back to talk Maryland football. Roman Stubbs of the Washington Post after this.
One of the most important things we can teach our kids is driving. Safe, proper driving habits keep your child safe from accidents long after they get their license. If you're looking for a new career or promotion, CDL and truck driving classes are available too. More details and registrations are available on the Nebraska Safety Center's website. The Nebraska Safety Center is here to serve your needs of driver education and other traffic-related classes.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have, at the same time running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing. A better idea.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
The Buffalo County Fair and the Midway Auto Dealerships invite you to focus on fun at the 2015 Buffalo County Fair, July 22nd through 27th in Kearney. This year's fair is loaded with excitement, including four nights of concerts, strolling acts, and the Heart of America Shows Carnival. Kicking off the fun on Wednesday night from 5 to 8 is the Drive Out Hunger Food Drive. Start off Saturday at 9 a.m. with the Draft Horse Competition, and come enjoy the ever-popular Anderson Wrecking Demo Derby in the Outdoor Arena, sponsored by Taco John's, Sunday at 5. Check out the full schedule of events online at BuffaloCountyFairgrounds.com.
Golfers, mark your calendar for August 1st and 2nd and play in the annual Miller Coors three-person golf scramble at the beautiful Kearney Country Club. Not only does your entry fee include golf, cart, and steak dinner, but a Calcutta, prizes, and four complimentary Miller or Coors products. A practice round on Friday, a shootout Friday night, and golf Saturday and Sunday. Call the Kearney Country Club at 237-2553 and sign up for the annual Miller Coors three-person golf scramble August 1st and 2nd.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in. Doug and Daddy's show, keeping you up to date on the British Open. Not much has changed. The leader is still Mark Leishman, 7-under on his round, 16-under through the 14th hole, one shot ahead of Louis Oosthuizen. Zach Johnson's going to have about a 20-foot birdie putt on 18 that would get him to 15-under. And our analysts were talking that 14 might be good enough to get into a playoff. We'll just see how it all works out. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart Cooler Question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which of the four Major League Baseball teams heading into the second half has the best chance to finish 500 out of the four worst records? And here in the Midwest, Colorado Rockies was the selection at 55%, Miami Marlins 36%. Well, the Deflategate ball sold for $44,000. How do they know that that was the actual football? Would you pay $44,000 for the Deflategate ball as an investment? If you're a Patriot fan or as an investment, would you pay $44,000 for the Deflategate ball? My answer there is simple, no. But you can vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler Question at ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's that time. 14 teams in 14 days, where we'll preview a different team each day leading you up to the Big Ten Media Days July 30th and 31st in Chicago. We're headed to the East Division for today's team, the Maryland Terrapins.
10 days away from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days, and Roman Stubbs of the Washington Post, their Terrapins insider, joins us, Doug Duda and Jim Langan, on today's Doug and Daddy Show. And good afternoon to you, Roman. How are things on the East Coast?
Going well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, great to have you on here and talk a little Maryland football. There are some things to talk about, and again, continuing to learn a little bit about Rutgers and Maryland deeper than we have known in the past. But Maryland vibe right now, let's just start with that. The coach gets a contract extension, first year in the Big Ten. There have been a few things there. What's the vibe around the Terrapins?
Yeah, I think starting from last year, you know, I think they certainly exceeded expectations in that first year in the Big Ten on the field. And, you know, there's just been some developments during the offseason that, you know, obviously that indicate that, you know, the program is moving in the right direction. You know, they've got this new indoor football facility on the table right now. You know, they're the only Big Ten team in the country that doesn't have an indoor facility. So, you know, they've been able to secure, you know, financial backing for that. And then obviously, Randy Edlow thought that they'd have a productive spring. Feels like they're going to be, you know, better up front this year, more physical and able to kind of you know, handle the grueling nature of the Big Ten in year two. And then obviously this summer, the big story was him getting the contract extension, which I think, you know, gives him leverage recruiting. And obviously, you know, only 500,000 of that is guaranteed. So it helps an athletic department that certainly isn't swimming in cash right now. It helps them kind of limit their financial exposure in the future and kind of give both parties something to move forward with.
You know, in the ACC, where Maryland, you know, played for many years, and they were very competitive in basketball, and, you know, the baseball program was fine. In football, you know, maybe wasn't at the top of the league all the time. But what is the situation, you think, with Maryland going to the Big Ten in football? Is there anything? You might have already answered the question when you said getting bigger up front. Is that the key, do you think, that they need to make the move, or do you think it's something else?
Yeah, on the field, certainly. You know, I think, you know, everything around the program last year was built on this buzz, the excitement that, you know, the Big Ten could bring in terms of exposure, in terms of the Big Ten network and all the revenue that comes from that. And, you know, they saw their season ticket sales go up 30% last year, and they sold out a game for the first time in 6 years. So I feel like, yeah, there was a certain amount of buzz, and I felt like they acclimated to the culture of the Big Ten well in that first year off the field. Now on the field, you know, they really pinpointed as the trenches as being the area where this program needs to take the next stride is in terms of recruiting and finding people that can, you know, handle the grind. And we saw that late in the year last year. They struggled to run. They struggled to stop the run. And so, yeah, I think, you know, they even before they went to the Foster Farm Bowl in December last year, they, you know, 3 weeks before that, they were focused on this new weight training program that offensive and defensive linemen, and Edsold said all spring that he felt like the front were thicker, more bigger, stronger, more physical, and they feel like they're going to be able to kind of look the part a little bit better this year.
We're talking with Roman Stubbs, the Terrapins insider for the Washington Post, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, our 14 teams in 14 days. What about, you touched on that cash flow. That was a big story in Nebraska. They wouldn't have paid attention to it except for the day that it was talked about. But when Maryland joined the Big Ten, a lot of people said they need the cash flow from the Big Ten. How is it working, or is it too early to tell?
Yeah, and I've been asked this a few times, and I think you know, obviously the ticket sales last year, and just in terms of fan support and everything like that, indicated that the revenue had gone up. But I don't think it's going to be another year or so until we really actually know, you know, what the long-term impact of this move is going to be for them financially. You know, but obviously, you know, you go up 30% and in football, not only that, but in a lot of other sports, basketball kind of saw a spark in interest as they, you know, kind of competed down the stretch. I think football, though, is the key. You know, you're bringing in these huge fan bases whenever you can get, you know, Ohio State and Michigan State to visit College Park. You know, there's a huge opportunity there to capitalize on financially, and I think they did that. And I think next couple of years we'll see just how much exposure this league brings, and along with that, how much the Big Ten network and all of these different factors kind of help the program grow.
Let's talk a little bit about the team here, Roman. Nebraska, and this is seems to be the day and age, Nebraska actually had a third wide receiver leave or was dismissed from the program over the weekend. None of them big time, but that was the attention that Maryland was getting last year, Stephon Diggs and Deion Long. And then recently, Jawan Winfrey, who was a solid freshman, was dismissed from the team. Where are they at that position?
Yeah, well, it wasn't just Winfrey. They lost Marcus Leak as well, who was probably one of their more experienced receivers. You know, a huge recruit coming out of high school 3-4 years ago. So, you know, you compound that with losing Long and Diggs to the NFL. Now, all of a sudden, you lose four of your your top receivers. Winfrey was kind of regarded as one of the bright young stars in the program as well. So, you know, they're going to really rely on the Jacobs brothers, Laverne Jacobs, who missed last year due to his own off-the-field issues. Probably would have started last year, but he, you know, he's going to be a guy who had a really good spring, and he's going to be a guy who I think is going to kind of be a centerpiece there. His little brother, Tavon, probably has the best speed on the team, just a, and tore his ACL in that first game last year. They're very high on him. He can also help them out in the kicking game. So I think those two guys is where it starts. You know, they have a lot of unproven players. They have this freshman coming in from Philly, DJ Moore, who I think could be a guy who surprises a lot of people. So, yeah, it's certainly a position that has taken a huge hit over the last few months, but there's opportunities there. And I think Edsel feels like he's got good athletes and guys who want to block and be complete receivers, and we'll see, you know, just how much growth they can find at the position come August.
Roman, what would you say is this year's strength of the Terrapin football team?
Yeah, I would say it's the secondary for sure. I mean, you've got probably your best player on the team in Will Likely, who has been making all the preseason watch lists. But it's more than that. He's a guy who he's only 5'7", about 175 pounds, but you know, he's got incredible ball skills, kind of really established himself as one of the best corners in the Big Ten last year. Just by virtue of his athleticism and his big play ability, he had the 6 picks, he's physical and run support. And then he also was a national leader in both punt return and kick return. So, you know, he can kind of dictate field position and kind of give you a home run threat on special teams as well. So he's kind of the leader there, and then they have a 3-year starter, Sean, who played safety for his first 3 years, led the team in tackles for 2 of those, probably one of the better athletes on the team. They're able to move him to corner just because of the amount of experience that they have in the back end. So I really look for those two guys. Those are kind of the two mainstays, the two pillars. Those two guys will kind of headline, you know, one of the better position groups that they have. And certainly moving to that 4-3 scheme. Last year they played 3-4. Now they're going to move to this new scheme. That back end will have to be kind of the leaders of this new transition and this new defense.
You know, I noticed your Michigan game is played at College Park. I also see where you have Wisconsin at College Park. Will those games be sellouts? Will that place be packed? Will they be, you know, because of the new head coach at Michigan, will that be a game that this institution will look at and say, hey, if we can win this one, this would be a turning point. This would kind of put us on the map for the Big Ten. Everybody knows we're here to compete and play.
Yeah, I would be surprised if the Michigan game wasn't a sellout. I mean, it's I believe it's the night game, the only night game that they have, prime time. You know, you have the Harbaugh factor. I think last year, you know, everything was kind of built around this idea that, you know, they beat Penn State for the first time since 1961, first time ever on the road. And then they, you know, a couple weeks later, they go to Ann Arbor and beat Michigan. Those programs weren't at traditional strength last year, but Maryland could kind of hang its hat on that, those accomplishments. So I think this year, if you can do it again, you know, do it under the lights, and find a way to kind of replicate the success that you had a year ago and build some consistency, I think that game can be viewed as a turning point. Wisconsin, obviously, is another opportunity for them to have a sellout. But I would look more on that Michigan game just because it'll be early in the year. Maryland will probably have a really good record at that point. And that'll kind of be their entry into the gauntlet that they face and how they kind of navigate that midseason stretch where they have Penn State, they have Wisconsin, you know, you have to go to Ohio State. You know, how they navigate that stretch will be really interesting and kind of will, I think, tell the story of their season and their record.
And we'll wrap it up here with one more for Roman Stubbs, the Terrapin Insider of the Washington Post, as we take a look at Maryland. They start off with three home games, Richmond, Bowling Green, South Florida. Then they'll head down the road to Morgantown and play West Virginia, which will be an interesting non-conference matchup. But so many people were impressed that Maryland was able to go 4-4 in the conference last year. And the first six games, as Roman talked about, most of them, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan State. Then the last two are Indiana, Rutgers, which I would think are the two most winnable out of the conference games. So, Roman, can they get to 4-4 or better this year?
Well, I think there's going to be opportunities. Forget Ohio State and even Michigan State at this point. You know, you have, Indiana and Rutgers down the stretch, those last two games. But obviously the key will be, the October 3rd game against Michigan, and then, you know, that Penn State game in Baltimore, which, you know, Penn State, I'm assuming will travel really well, and that'll be kind of built off of last year where, there was a lot of animosity between the two programs, and that'll, you know, that we'll see how much of a rivalry that can kind of come of that. And you know, there's been a lot of talk about the recruiting rivalry between the two schools and everything like that. So, I think those two games will dictate a lot. And obviously, if they can get a win in one of those two and then close with wins against Indiana and Rutgers and then find a way to maybe pull off another win somewhere, it's going to be really difficult, though. Their schedule is obviously it's a gauntlet, and we'll see if they're able to kind of replicate what they did last year.
Well, Roman, it was great to chat with you again. We got to let you out of here because I am a Dallas Cowboy fan. Just your hearing, are the Redskins going to be any better this year?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Yay!
Basically, everything that I've heard, this is going to be a tough division anyway, but there's always optimism this time of year, and we'll see. It's always fun to watch from afar, that's for sure.
Well, Roman, go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, we're Royal fans, too, and big-time Kansas City Royal fans in this area, and we did enjoy the series with the Baltimore Orioles this last year for the American League.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, ow. Yeah.
But, hey, you had the Preakness winner there, and then he went on to win the Triple Crown, so that had to be exciting.
Roman, thanks so much for the time. We will chat with you again. Best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
That's Roman Stubbs, Washington Post, and the Terrapins Insider here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we talk Big Ten football, brought to you by TNL Irrigation like no other. TNL, your local dealers include Bill Shapley at Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney and Derek Wagner at Wagner Irrigation in Holdridge. Folks, the GPS, the work that we're doing right now, the corn seemed to have sprouted up like 2 feet in the last 2 weeks. Just a little bit before July 4th, it was that knee-high thing, and now he's going to bury you. And one of the reasons is the well-irrigated crop brought to you by TNL and their GPS navigation system and their PP3 and the navigation corner system on the market. You can find out a lot more about it from your local TNL dealer or TLIRR.com. Mark Leishman may have just hit an incredible up and down to keep him in the lead. Zach Johnson made that 20-footer on 18 for birdie. He's in the clubhouse with the lead at 15 under. He is one behind Leishman, who's on the course. Zach, the clubhouse leader, Leishman on the course at 16. Jordan Spieth at 14. We'll rejoin coverage here momentarily. We've got one final break. We'll wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show next.
Buzz's Marine is getting away from it all and bringing our showroom to you. Join Buzz's Saturday, July 25th for an on-the-water boat show at Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake. You don't want to miss this. Bring the family, check out our inventory, and cruise the water before you buy. Get low financing on our full line of boats powered by Yamaha Outboards. Go to buzzesmarine.com for details. Let Yamaha Outboards power hours of fun July 25th at Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake. Create family memories to last a lifetime with Buzz's Marine. We'll see you on the water.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
You've taught your son everything, from fishing to hunting, baseball to football. You're the man. He looks up to you to teach him all the great things in life.
But have you taught him that real men don't abuse women?
This is one of the most important talks a man can ever have with his son.
Teach, talk, listen, lead.
To learn more about how to start this conversation, log on to sassacenter.org for resources. This message supported by funds awarded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Turn that radio up, the windows down. Yeah, let's see what kind of trouble we find around town. Radio up, the windows down.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug Gooda, Jim Langan, our producer, engineer, Caleb Henry, on this Monday. Our Big Ten preview tomorrow will take us to the champions, national champion, Ohio State. Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch will join us. We talk to Tim when we talk Ohio State, or, of course, the voice of Ohio State Buckeye football, and we'll probably run into him in media days, 10 days away. And one thing in the hour we've been on while we broke away from the British Open coverage is really nothing has changed. Some of the guys that were trying to catch up may have dropped a shot or two, but the numbers are almost exactly the same. Zach Johnson and Mark Leishman are 15 under. Spieth, Oosthuizen, and Day are 14, and Oosthuizen just missed a birdie putt that had an opportunity on that long par 5, the 14th hole in the final group. By the way, the amateur Paul Dunn, he looked like us on the first two holes, where he was very nervous, bogey, par, birdie, came back, cool for him, but he's since dropped a couple, so he is at 10 under. Right now, he just wants to be able to finish as the low amateur in this tournament. You can watch the rest of it and hear the rest of it right here, but if you're going out for lunch, want to watch a little golf, why don't you go to the Kearney Chicken Coop, a sports bar and grill. No one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop with their outstanding chicken wing flavors, bone in, bone out, on a sandwich, on the salad, whatever you want. They'll take care of it for you. Of course, they've also got the pizzas and the burgers, which are outstanding. Great appetizer menu, specials on appetizers every afternoon. And don't forget, it's Monday. That's Coop Koozie night. Bring in your Coop Koozie if you've already purchased it. Dollar cold ones for 12-ounce cans from 5 to 10 tonight. And if you need to purchase one, it's only $5. And then just keep it and use it every Monday at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. Looks like Spieth is lining up here for a birdie putt, and we will go back to ESPN in a moment. But we want to tell you a couple of other sports stories from the weekend. The NSAA has hired Dr. Jim Tenneper to serve as their interim executive director as Spieth missed the putt. So he'll stay at 14. He served as the executive director for 9 years. He's been at McCook, Scottsbluff, Cambridge. He was the chief operating officer of the National Federation of High Schools from July 2010 until the end of this year when he retired. So he'll come back to Lincoln. Rhonda Blanchford Green resigned last month, so Tenneper will take over until they find a permanent director for the NSAA. And a good hire. A lot of people in the know that follow that kind of thought Tenneper was one of two that probably would be up for this job. Jimmy, we both had a chance to work with him, and you a little bit more.
Yeah, I think he's a great hire. I think that's a really good, solid hire. He's going to probably not change a tremendous amount of things. He's going to try to – he kind of understands what Nebraska does and how we react to high school. And he's very intelligent about knowing what the D2 schools, D1 schools – and the Class A and B schools need. You know, he's very aware of that. And, you know, his brother coached football at the University of Nebraska, you know. So, yeah.
Milt.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, so he probably knows what they need, too.
And in case you missed it, it was a late Friday afternoon announcement that wide receiver Kevin Gladney was dismissed from the Nebraska football team. He played in 7 games, mostly on special teams last year. Redshirted in 2013 out of Ohio. Not sure where he'll head to. Jariah Tolbert, Glenn Irons already have found different schools, Arizona Western and Northwestern State. Colton Howell is coming back. We're getting to that point where you either have to sign your major league contract by the end of the month or you're going back to your school. Colton Howell, a relief pitcher, decides that he is going to be back at Nebraska. And it looks like the Great Plains Athletic Conference, where Hastings is a member, could be losing Nebraska Wesleyan. They've been that tweener school. They're Division III in some sports. They're NAIA in others. And it looks like they're going to join the Iowa Conference in Division III that currently consists of eight schools like Buena Vista and Dubuque. I don't know that folks would know many of the other ones, but there's a couple that you may know a little bit about. And the UNK track and field team plays five men and three women on the national all-academic team, including Marissa Bongers, who won the eliminator race Friday night for the women. Dylan Schroat, we've talked about a lot. Holly Bauer, Jordan Hopkins, Taylor James, Nick Knudsen, Taylor Neff, and J.P. Reck. So there you go. Jimmy, anything else? We'll turn it over to British Open coverage and let you get to rooting again.
There you go. And, hey, Doug, what's the schedule? When are you going for Big Ten Media Days? What day are you leaving?
We'll be there next Thursday and Friday, the 30th and 31st. And Okay. Next Wednesday will be our Husker Football Roundtable, where we discuss Nebraska for a majority of the show.
Well, then I'll see you Friday, correct?
Yeah, this Friday.
Yeah, okay. Sounds
okay.
Great.
We'll talk Rutgers.
We'll get Maryland
and Rutgers. Nebraska actually plays Rutgers this year. They don't play Maryland. We'll talk about them Friday. Ohio State tomorrow. And more on the coaches' all-star games. Again, Allie Prasoski also playing in that all-star game tonight. She is on the red team. Mackenzie Willicott, Blue Hill, Kelsey Stidham, Carney, and Jenna Gillespie-Holdridge on the blue. And for the boys tonight, Pierce Allman, the UNK recruit at Grand Island, and Tanner Borkhart will be playing. Thanks to Pierce coach and the head coach in the girls' all-star game tonight, Darren Sindelar of Pierce and Roman Stubbs of the Washington Post. We'll talk Ohio State tomorrow. British Open coverage comes your way next.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!